Hello, my name is Walter, and I'm calling with Arizona Opinion Surveys. How you doing today?
Doing fine.
I'm sorry?
Doing good.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would appreciate if I could take a few minutes of your time to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we do not.
Okay, great. Now, okay. Now, I know there's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or will not vote?
Probably vote. Good chance.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
White.
Okay. May I ask you for your age?
I'm 21.
Oh, you're very young. Okay, now thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say I'm somewhat liberal.
Liberal. Okay. Thinking about the direction that the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm not really sure. Can I say I don't know?
Sure, you can say you don't know. Okay, now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 if it's not important, or you could choose in between. Now, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
I'd say that's like an 8.
I'm sorry?
I'd say that's like an 8.
Okay, making housing more affordable.
Yeah, definitely, like 10.
Okay, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Like right to choice.
I'm sorry.
Like right to choice.
Rights, yes, rights to protect abortion and reproductive rights.
Yeah, then definitely 10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Also 10, I would say.
Okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
I guess like 8, I would say.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? A strongly approved? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, don't know.
I guess approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your own feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden?
Like a 75, I would say.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Definitely like a 20, maybe.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration? or FDA?
No, like FDA, I guess.
How much?
50.
Okay. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 as most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 is not important at all. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Like a 5.
Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
I would say like an 8.
Okay. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Around a 5, maybe a 6.
Okay. And the last one is authorizing prescription medication. Okay. All right, now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, don't know.
Did you say selling tobacco, not selling tobacco to anyone over 21?
No, considering, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oh. No, I'm fine with it.
So you're somewhat support?
I'm kind of in the middle, I guess.
Okay. So I don't know?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Okay, no problem.
For tobacco, but they're free to do.
Exactly. I understand your point. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Again, I'm sort of in the middle.
Okay. Now, regardless of what you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm. Don't know.
I believe somewhat more harm.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Should be top priority? Other issues.
Okay, no problem. So when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who cannot quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. And the other one will be prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited, or don't know?
Definitely helping smokers, the first one, helping those who can't.
Yes. Okay, great. All right. We already 60%, okay? So we are going to move on faster. Now, I'd like to read you some of these things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know.
I would say I'm a bit concerned about that.
Okay. Now, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the illegal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know.
I would say I'm pretty concerned about that.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't agree at all or you don't care. Now, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10? Hello?
Sorry, not exactly sure how I'm supposed to rate that, like 10 as in I'm concerned about that, or?
Yes. 0,
oh,
do not agree at all. 5 is somewhat agree. 10, strongly agree. Or you could rate that in between.
Yeah, I would rate that like a 9 or 10, I'd say.
Okay. Now, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, I would definitely rate that a 10 as well.
Okay. Now, today adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10?
10 as well.
Okay. Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. From 0 to 10?
Definitely 10.
Okay. All right, now sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, don't know.
Again, I'm fine with selling cigarettes to adults 21 and over.
Okay, so somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed, I guess.
Okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, somewhat of support, strongly support, don't know?
I would say somewhat opposed as well.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, some want more benefits, some want much harm. Much more harm, don't know.
I would say I don't know.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision or who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, have no impact? Don't know.
I don't think it would have too much of an impact, I wouldn't say.
No impact, okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat no burn tobacco products?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapor products?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Coffee?
Nope.
Cigarettes?
No, sir.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No, sir.
Liquor or spirits?
No, sir.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, post-grade, master's, don't know.
High school graduate.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow, don't know?
I'm single.
Okay. We already at 95%. We almost done. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age younger living in your household?
Nope. Just me, my grandma, and my dad.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'd say working class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies respondent, applies household, does not apply, don't know.
I don't fully know, to be honest.
Okay, don't know. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural, don't know?
Suburban.
Okay. Now, this is the last question, okay? This will conclude the survey. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, but I do support them.
Okay, no problem. Now, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.